Yes, I can start. Thanks for talking. But I first want to ask, you were pretty close to the Evan Bush's injury and everything. Can you just talk me through what you saw? I know it was kind of two hips back to back, so can you just talk to me about that?
Yeah, actually I didn't see it that well, other than he landed or got hit somewhere. I didn't see a lot. I just saw he was in pain, and I hope that it's not bad. But I didn't see a lot.
Can you talk to me about playing with this defensive line? It was obviously a fill-up there and Rudy returning and everything, and just how important when you have a new goalkeeper like Nico, who you've trained with him, but he hasn't gotten time yet on the field. How important it is to kind of step up your game and make sure you guys are doing your best to protect him, even more so than you usually do.
Yeah, I mean, you said it that we used to train together. Of course, it's a little bit different in the game, but you're trying to make it not feel different. I think both Evan and Nico, when they were on the pitch, they did great, and that is a result of good practice, like good connections in practice. So I'm happy for both of them and happy to keep a clean sheet today.
And what has it been like playing at these altitudes in Mexico and Lake City, and how has it affected your gameplay?
I mean, we may feel it a little bit, but that's not why we don't score goals. I mean, we're happy to keep a clean sheet, and yet I'm tired of drawing games, even though you can say on paper that this is maybe a good result, but I'm tired of drawing the games, and I want that we win a game too.
What do you think has to happen for you guys to get over that hump of drawing everything and just to finally pick up that victory you're looking for?
We have to keep going, and then maybe we have to take a step up, notch up in every way of the game. Try to improve ourselves, but mainly keep going because we have a great spirit. And as you saw today, we have a lot of players involved in the games, and that's great for the team, great for the spirit. So we just have to keep going, and I'm sure we'll get there soon.
Thinking about that.
Thanks, Brianna. Gerald, do you have a close up?
Mata, you guys, were sitting there being pressured by Real, in that first half, and you guys, kept the composure. What did coach say at halftime, going out, getting ready for the second half?
We were talking about keep going, that we had to be aware of the counterattacks, and we knew what kind of team they were, and that we just had to adjust to that maybe better, because first half they had some chances that they should not have. I think we did that quite well, even though we still didn't create that many chances that we want to do, but that's the way it is for now.
And you guys went up against Diego Luna and Chicho Arango, who has been having a good year so far, and you held them off of the scoreboard. How, defensively, how does that feel, being able to hold somebody like Chicho Arango without scoring?
It always feels great. Now I'm talking as a defender. I think the whole team is happy for that. What we've seen this far is, or this far this year, is that I feel we're better defensively, and that's a great thing. So yeah, I'm happy for a clean sheet, definitely.
And you guys are now done with having the multiple games a week for the next couple of weeks. How big is being able to get a couple of days of rest, and be prepared for Portland coming into lower.com?
It's a natural part of playing a lot of games also towards the end or in between, like before we have a tight schedule again. So it's good, get the legs fresh, get the minds a little bit off soccer, to be fresh and be able to like turn the screw a little bit more, one notch up for the next games. And that's what we strive to do in order to be better every day, and that's what we're going to do. So that's why the days off is going to come in handy, and we're going to enjoy it and come back with a smile and keep improving.